the 16th of May.
Good day.
And we have lots to talk about, as probably is the case, I shouldn't say probably, every day. There's conversation that has a value for every man, woman, child, and man-child. What does that mean, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with me. What does it mean to be a man-child? I never, you've heard that expression. I think it's a biblical expression, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's just in reference to men who still behave like they're little boys, which is encompasses a lot.
It really does. I think we can start with the IRS targeting the Tea Party. Yeah, maybe it's because the men who behave like little boys have little wee-wees. That'd give some people something to think about. Isn't that really the case? Usually people who want to be heard, people who want to make noise, people who want to be important, they don't have a lot of confidence in themselves in certain areas. And thus the president delivered a brief statement yesterday vowing to hold those of the IRS involved in the targeting of conservative groups accountable for the trouble that has happened as they applied for tax-exempt status. He asked for the resignation of the acting IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller. And Miller said that so far the IRS has identified two employees in the Cincinnati office as being principally responsible. They've been disciplined. Why haven't they been fired would be the question, right? And did Miller, he asked for the, or I guess he accepted the resignation. He asked for and got the resignation of Miller, right? That's what happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Miller is going to testify before the House Ways and Means Committee either today or tomorrow. So, this is where political talk radio is, and a lot of the things that we do during this hour of the program focus on sort of a roundup, if you will, a wraparound of the things that are being discussed on some of the more popular news talk, issue-oriented radio programs. And television as well. Let's listen to the president talking about this scandal at the IRS.
I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report, and the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS, given the power that it has and the reach that it has in all of our lives. And as I said earlier, it should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS. So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable. Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who was responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts. Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS. Because given the controversy surrounding this audit, it's important to institute new leadership that can help restore confidence going forward. Second, we're going to put in place new safeguards to make sure this kind of behavior cannot happen again. And I've directed Secretary Liu to ensure the IRS begins implementing the IG's recommendations right away. Third, we will work with Congress as it performs its oversight role. And our administration has to make sure that we are working hand in hand with Congress to get this thing fixed. Congress, Democrats and Republicans owe it to the American people to treat that authority with the responsibility it deserves and in a way that doesn't smack of politics or partisan agendas, because I think one thing that you've seen is across the board, everybody believes what happened in as reported in the IG report is an outrage. The good news is it's fixable, and it's in everyone's best interest to work together to fix it. I'll do everything in my power to make sure nothing like this happens again. By holding the responsible parties accountable, by putting in place new checks and new safeguards, and going forward, by making sure that the law is applied as it should be, in a fair and impartial way. And we're going to have to make sure that the laws are clear so that we can have confidence that they are enforced in a fair and impartial way, and that there's not too much ambiguity surrounding these laws. So that's what I expect. That's what the American people deserve. And that's what we're going to do. Thank you very much.
Okay. I wish that he would do better with his gerundives. That's a secondary thing. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. And just doesn't sound sloppy. That's a small, minor thing in comparison to all this other huzzarai that's going on. So we have one of three or four. I guess we would go through these, Ken. There are actually four things that are a problem at the moment. The IRS, the Benghazi investigation, which may turn out to be a tempest in a teapot, although a lot of people, when Mrs. Clinton said, I got an email from somebody the other day I was looking at, let me see if I can dig it out again, when I said Mrs. Clinton didn't say, so what about the people being killed, I think she basically said there's not much you can do about it now. And so that continues to brew. The Associated Press phone records is another item, Department of Justice involved in that. And then there was a fourth thing that came up, and now it just slipped my mind. Do you remember what the fourth, there's a fourth element here that they have to deal with, and it just focuses back again on bad management, mismanagement. I heard Limbaugh yesterday talking as he began his program about what one of the apologists said, the government's too big. And Limbaugh, of course, jumped on that. The government's too big. The government is too big. It's way over the top in terms of being able to be managed, and you see all these rogue people. There are 4.5 million people who work for the federal government. How do you manage 4.5 million people? The answer is you don't. That's why there's all this stuff going on everywhere. And the government, these guys keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And you and I both know they can't manage it. And we resist it. And there's another government program that's here and another agency there. And they're just, it's out of control. And this just points out, even though these people are bad managers and we're from the get-go, They don't have skills in hiring people because they don't have any business experience. That's part of it. They don't know how to hire the right people. They're all involved in having done the same sorts of things all through their careers, and they don't really have a good sense of how to hire and who to hire and under what circumstances to hire and to fire. So anyway, the top tax official fired yesterday by the president. That really is what that's all about. Asked for his resignation. You're fired, pal. Or was it really his fault? Maybe. Who knows? Under the circumstances, we get Eric Holder now being grilled by the House Judiciary Committee on two of these scandals. One, the IRS scandal. The other, the Justice Department seizure of records from the Associated Press. Holder said that he could not answer any questions regarding the second, that is the AP scandal, because he had recused himself from any involvement in the investigation last year. When pressed to provide additional comments, he said, quote, I am not familiar with the reasons why the subpoena was issued. I am simply not a part of the investigation. So he's always been one of the weakest links. For whatever the reason, Obama keeps him around and he keeps embarrassing Obama. You'd think he'd get the message by now and get rid of him and get somebody in there who actually knew how to run the Justice Department. That'd just be my observation. What's yours, though, more importantly? 888-302-3684 is the dial-in line. Email to doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/gooday, twitter@gooday. So what do we have in terms of social media regarding either or both for all of these scandals, Kenny?
We had asked about the three scandals, the IRS, the Department of Justice, and Benghazi, and which one are you most concerned about? Mm-hmm. And Charles says that he thinks the IRS scandal was created so that we would forget about Benghazi. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't see that. No, Mark says none of these are really a scandal. It's the right throwing a tantrum. This will all be forgotten about soon, and the right will have to find something else to complain about.
I don't either. But excuse me, the way these people have handled it, they've invited the scrutiny because of their bad management. That's how else would you look at it? It is complete and utter failure in terms of management, and this is going to haunt these people for a while. 888-302-3684 at 17 after. This is the Thursday, good heavens, Thursday Good Day program on the air.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Have some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. So we seemingly are going to spend more time, because I'm looking at this, the IRS thing, than pretty much anything else that's going on. Three congressional probes of the IRS have begun. The Republicans are calling for more firings. The people on the that is on the street, you and others on the street, are calling for a way for IRS to restore public confidence. And many people are saying this is a perfect time for us to be angry about the IRS and for us to change the way we are taxed. So is that really part of this? Is the root of this evil the opportunity to change the tax system? Maybe secondary. 21 after the hour, but it's a good idea, don't you think?
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. $152 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement.
Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
That's American Idol, Cree, starting the singing with a song called Angel That We Know, a pretty popular song. And an update on American Idol is appropriate on the conversational side of things. A lot of people are now focused with all the attention given to American Idol and the lousy ratings. Looks like things have turned around. People are paying attention to, wow, what's going on over there? 888-302-3684. What's going on over here on this side of things? The discussion of the IRS and the scandal there. Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, and Willie Geist talked to analyst Carl Bernstein about the similarity of the scandal that is now befalling those who are in charge with the years when Nixon was at it 40 years ago.
So Klein writes, the IRS mess, and this is in time. Yet again, we have an example of Democrats simply not managing the government properly and with discipline. This is just poisonous at a time of skepticism about the efficacy of government. And the president should know this. The absence of scandal is not the presence of competence. His unwillingness to concentrate, and I mean concentrate obsessively, on making sure that government is managed efficiently will be part of his legacy. Previous presidents, including great ones like Roosevelt, have used the IRS against their enemies, but I don't think Obama ever wanted to be on the same page as Richard Nixon. In this specific case, he now is.
Carl, you obviously were part of an investigation that led to the downfall of a president who used the IRS. Nobody's making it. Lisa Myers earlier said that we have zero evidence right now that there's any connection between President Obama and the IRS. So just talk generally about how disturbing it is when the IRS uses their powers to target political groups.
Terrible, outrageous, heads ought to roll.
Yeah.
Simple as that, and some high up heads, it looks like, from what we know so far. But Lisa Meyer's point is correct. In the Nixon White House, we heard the President of the United States on tape saying, use the IRS to get back at our enemies. I'd be very surprised.
That would be
quite
what we call a smoking gun.
Well,
I think everything, use the IRS.
We know a lot about President Obama. We know a lot about President Obama, and I think the idea that he would want the IRS used for retribution, we have no evidence of any such thing. I think we also got to look at all of these events in the last couple days in terms of the poisonous hyper-partisanship and ideological warfare in Washington that is making governance impossible on both sides. That is not to say that a real investigation of what happened in Benghazi shouldn't take place, that a real investigation, including a grand jury investigation of what happened at the IRS, ought to take place, but the politicization, of what goes for policy in Washington is crippling us. We can't get anything done in terms of real governance in this country.
Carl, just to be clear, you're not saying, you said before that we know President Obama, we can't make any connection. We're not saying because you like the guy that we should take his word, that there, we should go on faith. This deserves a full hearing.
Absolutely. Look, and in fact, some people high up in the IRS, and if there's anybody in the White House, which I cannot imagine, but if it turns out to be the case, there ought to be a full investigation of this.
May I guess what he's saying, Bernstein's saying, is he can't imagine anybody foolish enough in the White House to want to do that, but the management there is so bad, you can imagine there'd be a rogue here or there. More on the IRS targeting the Tea Party coming up here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Because of problems with sequestration, Syria, and guns, an ABC reporter asked President Obama if he still had the, quote, juice to pass his second-term agenda. Is he already a lame duck?
We make these grand pronouncements, juice, no juice, can't win, can't lose, and it's very rhythmic and cyclical. The history of this is second terms wane over time, and they do become lame ducks by the second midterm. This 100-day souffle collapse is precipitous.
He will bounce back, not because he will get an immigration bill or not. The economy's coming back. Barack Obama will be saved because unemployment is coming down, deficits are coming down, and suddenly there will be a public surge of confidence, and he will be given credit for a resurging economy that will suddenly also make his politics look very good.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitz.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Scandals, sort of reminds you of that television program. No wonder that show is as popular as it is, Kenny. That really has become a very popular program, and it feels so good for people. I told you those guys, they're no good. It's a certain strange feeling of satisfaction that some people get from having all this dysfunction, because it takes away from you focusing on your own dysfunction. Let's face it, that's something that we all have to deal with one way or another. 888-302-3684 has been dialed up by Steve, listening in Gardner, Massachusetts. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. Good morning, Doug. I don't think that the IRS is mismanaged. I think it was a concerted effort by Obama to hinder and deny the Tea Party from raising funds to get their tax status, for not-for-profit tax status, before. It took, 3 years for some of the groups to get it. So the Tea Party groups had to spend a lot of money fighting the IRS to get the tax status, and they couldn't raise money. So that gave a definite advantage to the Democratic
Party.
You
really think that their management skills are that sharp, and they're able to keep the lid on people so as not to have this become public for this many years?
I think this has been going on. It has been in the papers over the last years that it has taken the Tea Party groups a lot of time to get their tax status. I do think, hey, these guys work for the IRS. They want to get their 20-year retirement type thing. They're not going to rock the boat. They're going to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And most of the people in the IRS, I understand, voted for Obama anyway.
Well, I don't know whether that's true or not. I have no way of figuring that out. But I think that you give them too much credit. I don't think they're either that well managed. I think the incompetence that's there, because government is so large, it may be that there was some of this in the double dealing, because that goes on. That's another reason for us to get rid of the two-party system, because you see some sort of this focus by one side on the other, and it becomes the government becomes inoperable. We have an inoperable, unmanageable, unsustainable growth in terms of government. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you taking the time to dial this at 888-302-3684. More comments from our social media and people that we're listening to on radio and television. For example, here's a conversation that Wolf Blitzer had with Congressman Daryl Issa. I never know how to pronounce this. Issa or Issa? It's Issa. Okay, long
I've island. Heard Issa.
Issa. You say Issa, I'll say Issa, and we'll all get to Issa before you. Anyway, here Issa tells Wolf Blitzer that he liked what the president had to say about dealing with the IRS.
The president set exactly the right tone. I think that immediate relieving of an acting commissioner who had made false statements and misled Congress is an extremely good first step. One thing I can assure you that he asked for that he's going to get, both the Ways and Means Committee and my committee with my ranking member Elijah Cummings have vowed to do bipartisan work. We've started off that way. We're going to stay that way. The IRS is definitely an issue in which what happens wrong today could happen wrong tomorrow to a different group of Americans. So I think the president's going to find very willing partners on Capitol Hill. I think we, in this case, we very much take him at his word that he wants to be open and transparent in fixing the system and putting new controls in place.
Do you think more people need to be fired over there at the IRS?
Well, I think the IG made it clear that there were additional people beyond, obviously, the obvious one of somebody who had made false statements. And we're going to, both the Ways and Means and our committee, are going to be getting interviews and public testimony to get further on that. But as you said, many of them are civil service. They can be hard to fire, although you can relieve them from doing things with this level of trust. But again, the IG report made it clear that the system did not have the safeguards the American people expect, and that'll be part of what the administration and Congress as a legislative body will have to do is create that comfort level that this will never happen again.
So you're accepting the president's challenge to work in a bipartisan way to make sure that this never happens again. So he says he's going to do whatever is necessary. Are you ready to do the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's where you saw not one but two committees call on a bipartisan basis for this. Elijah Cummings and I will disagree on many things, as you can imagine. But this is one where my ranking member came to me almost immediately. We discussed how to go forward. Remember, it was our committee that set the IG in motion June of last year. And he's equally interested in us getting it right.
All right, so Issa thinks that the president's on the right course here. By the way, the fourth scandal, if you're just joining us, I asked Kenny, we were talking about there being a fourth scandal. Apparently, there are people focused on the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA is playing favorites, the charges, with some of the green groups. I don't know how much more you know about that, Kenny.
I haven't seen anything about that. I'll take a look and see what I can
find. I do remember hearing that yesterday in some newscast. At any rate, we've got the ISA saying he thinks the president is on the right path. On the other hand, here's host Michael Brown, who's not so taken back by he's taken back by what the president had to say.
No questions? Unbelievable. I mean, the least he could have done was take a few questions about what are you going to do? Has anybody been fired? Is anybody going to be fired? How did this go on for so long? It's been going on for at least 2 years now. I find that unbelievable that he would come out. And I should have known the minute I saw that he was coming into the East Room as opposed to the Brady Briefing Room where the White House Press Corps normally sits that he was not going to take questions. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. The fact that he's now had what he's had since last week to say something. Steve, welcome to the show. What's your take?
I think these are Bush appointees following the Mitch McConnell, John Boehner line, and they're committing Harry Caray to try to make the president look bad. They're falling on the sword to try to steal the 2016 election. That's what all of this is about. That's what it's been about, which means a reversal in health care, a reversal in equality of marriage, which means a reversal in some of the abortion issues, but by offering that guy up, I just think it's a big old dog and pony show.
So what is really going on is Bush planted these people in the IRS, and they chose to wait until 2000. Yeah. Just hold on. You're in the cone of silence, Steve. You're not going anywhere. I just want to make sure I understand your theory right. So Bush, these are Bush appointees. They waited until 2011 to do this, and this is part of the plan to force back alley abortions, to conduct a war on women, to somehow take down Obama. And I'm sorry, I think I missed that. There was something else. What was the other part?
Well, I haven't done my job unless you hang up on me. But well, anyway,
I just put you in the cone of silence.
I think you're kind of twisting it, but I just think they're committing Harry Caray in order to. They were already there. They were never supporting this president. All of these people.
Steve. Now, I don't suppose the fact of the matter that the IRS at large gave more money to the Obama campaign than they gave to the Bush campaign makes any difference. And I suppose it doesn't make any difference to you that Lois Lerner is an acting director of this department, and she is acting because she was appointed acting as by the Obama administration.
I'm confused. I thought there was this guy who, what's the story of that woman? Is he wrong? I mean, it wouldn't be. By the way, whenever I hear him, all you think of in terms of credibility is, nice job, Brownie, because that's that is.
That's what I think.
That's who that
that's
is.
That's what I think.
Michael Brown is a talk show host. He was the former head of FEMA who screwed, I'm about to use the F word, everything up after Hurricane, whatchamacallit, in New Orleans. And was it even before that? You know, I think it was Katrina that basically brought him down, though, right? He's a bumbling fool, and he's maybe an expert in bumbling the federal government because he's such a bumbling fool himself, or was in that job. I don't know that he has much credibility here. I'm surprised he doesn't get attacked by the people listen to him. Is he on KOA? Is that where he is? Or the other talk station in Denver? He's on one of the two talk stations in Denver.
Yeah, I think it's KOA.
He's on KOA. Nice job, Brownie. All right, 17 before the hour, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here with basically the issue. I'm sticking to this because I think this is really kind of where people are at, if you'll pardon the bad grammar. I just think that this is where a lot of people want to spend some of their conversational time. So we will fulfill that in yet another excerpt from another radio program. More on the IRS coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D. He's co-authored a parenting guide for those who thought they no longer needed one. When will my grown-up kid grow up?
Often money issues are a source of conflict and tension between parents and emerging adults. I think you'll have less conflict if you can talk openly about what kind of financial support you'll be able to give them and what kind of support you're willing to give them. And even after they finish their education, many of them need some parental financial help in their early to mid-20s as they struggle their way into the job market, because many of the jobs that they can get are not really enough to live on. And so they often call on their parents to provide financial help. And the parents are often thinking, look, I didn't sign up for this. I paid for your college, and I put you through school, and I took care of you throughout childhood and adolescence, and aren't you supposed to be on your own now? But at the same time, parents don't want to see their kids struggle, and they don't want to see them live in a bad part of town. So parents often do end up helping their kids, but they don't feel great about it because their expectations was that they would be off duty by the time the kid was maybe 21, 22, 23 at the latest. And that's not necessarily true anymore. So that means it's important to look ahead to the kinds of problems that can arise.
Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D., co-author of When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up? There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
All right, so I'm telling you, my favorite one of these scandals is the IRS. There are four or five of these things blowing around, but the IRS is the best one, in my opinion, because it just shows how badly all these agencies are run. This lady, Lois Lerner, is that her name, Kenny? Is
yes.
Head of the nonprofit portion of the IRS, and is, yes, from the Bush era. Here is radio host Fred Lefevre talking to correspondent Jared Halperin about how significant this scandal is in terms of governance.
In your history of covering these kind of things in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere across the country, and as a reporter, is the IRS scandal more important than the AP phone dump that the Justice Department did?
I mean, I don't think it's relevant to rank them in order of what's bigger and what's not. I mean, I think the reason that the IRS story is as important and probably registers as high as it does with your listeners is it's very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody deals with the IRS, and, you know, most people don't like the IRS to begin with. So when you hear that this is going on, that they're targeting or at least giving extra scrutiny to political groups, that doesn't sit well with people. And I think, you know, obviously what you've heard here in Washington with the bipartisan condemnation sort of speaks to that. It's very easy to dislike and attack the IRS. You don't hear a whole lot of people, if any, coming to the defense of the IRS. So yeah. I think that's what sort of elevated this story to the level that it's at, because it's something that everybody deals with. You know, we have to pay taxes, we have to deal with the IRS, and they hear that, you know, they have sort of this oversight that goes unchecked is upsetting for every American, I would imagine.
Sure, and trust has always been an issue between the public and the IRS anyhow.
Maybe more than any other federal agency.
Yeah, and this certainly can't help. I mean, even if they decide or tell us, you know, that they've come clean on this particular issue, there's always going to be now a bigger issue about what they're actually doing, isn't there?
There is, and keep in mind that they came clean right before this independent or this Inspector General's report went public. They didn't come clean right when the problem was discovered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was something that was going on in 2011, 2012, and it appears that this sort of mea culpa happened right before this IG report would have gone public. So we already have some hearings set. Friday will be a big hearing. The House Ways and Means Committee will have testified the Inspector General at the Treasury who drafted this report.
All right, now here are the ladies on The View talking in general terms about the IRS scandal.
The investigation into the IRS targeting conservative groups and the Justice Department seizing phone records from the Associated Press has people convinced that Big Brother is finally really watching.
Finally?
This is my question to you. Is this really coming as a surprise to people? I mean, do they think this wasn't happening
before? No, I just think it's a convergence of these events altogether between the AP phones being confiscated and listened to, perhaps, or whether it's the IRS or whether it's Benghazi. I think all these things together are actually, and it's not even people who are anti-Obama to begin with, it's actually people who probably voted for the president that are concerned, you know.
All right. So it's Benghazi. It's the IRS. Now we find that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, has asked companies in the area that she controls to donate money to help implement Obamacare, because there's enough tax money to do it. And then there's a phone scandal thing with the Associated Press, now the EPA and the clean air thing. So there are five, actually, potential things that will ruffle the feathers of the folks in Washington. 51 after on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ah, yes, these scandals, how they push aside other items of interest, like the continuing saga of what happened in Ohio with the three women. Angelina Jolie's on lots of people's minds. We know that, but this has got it. Well, Benghazi is certainly in a close second position here. The continuing controversy about what it is that happened, the White House release of 100 pages of emails and notes about the attack on the diplomatic mission in Benghazi has failed to satisfy the congressional Republicans that seem to be out for blood. Maybe they ought to be. They smell something. They sense something. They see cover up here. From ABC, Diane Sawyer talks to political reporter Jonathan Carl about these emails released by the White House.
The White House finally released documents, more than 100 pages of secret emails written in the wake of the attack.
After months of demands from Republicans in Congress, the White House has released emails related to what the administration said in the days after the terrorist attack in Benghazi. The emails confirm ABC News' exclusive report that the so-called talking points on the attack underwent 12 revisions and that substantial changes were made after the State Department expressed concerns. The edits deleted references to the Al-Qaeda affiliate Ansar al-Sharia and to previous CIA warnings about terror threats in Benghazi. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland expressed concerns about including those references in the talking points. In one email previously reported by ABC News, Nuland wanted the warnings removed because they, quote, could be abused by members of Congress to beat the State Department for not paying attention to agency warnings. So why do we want to feed that either? Concerned. After some changes were made, Nuland was not satisfied. These don't resolve all my issues or those of my building leadership, Nuland wrote. Her building, the State Department, then led by Hillary Hillary Clinton. The final edits, however, were made by hand, according to a senior administration official, by Deputy CIA Director Mike Morrell, who shared Nuland's concerns. All 12 versions of the talking points included in the emails, as previously reported by ABC News, also say that the protests, the attacks in Benghazi began, quote, spontaneously inspired by the protests in Cairo. In other words, Diane, all that talk of protests began with the CIA. That didn't change in this. What changed was the context, taking out all references to the terror threat in Benghazi.
Well, John, you are there at the White House day in and day out, and I just wondered, with this incoming fire from critics on so many different fronts, how serious do they think all this is?
Well, it's a serious distraction at the very least. The president's got an agenda for his second term that he has outlined. It includes immigration reform, gun control, the budget, and nobody is talking about that right now. They are trying to get through all of this so they can get back to what the president actually wants to be talking about, his agenda for the United States.
All right, here's a radio host, Dominic Salvia, talking to one of his callers. Caller doesn't think this investigation has any merit whatsoever.
Let's just get to the phones. Don Holding, thank you, sir. What do you got for us today, buddy?
Geez, where to start? Benghazi. You know, is anybody saying that Obama knew what was going to happen before it happened and he didn't prevent it? I don't understand that, because unless he did that, everything that happened after that would have prevented what happened. And at no point has any Republican offered up a plan on how to go after these people. They don't care about finding who did this. They just care about pinning something on somebody somewhere. But I don't understand what the anger is over, because nothing would have prevented this. And so I don't understand what the furor is over.
From my perspective, Don, I think the anger, at least my own personal anger, is when I posted on Facebook the night this thing went down, and it went down amongst some other things going on in the Middle East, as well it was September 11th. But as the next day, when you went to the Rose Garden and you saw Hillary Clinton and President Obama give their speeches, which, you know, parsed words, let's just be honest about this. Then he goes in the future, says, well, I called it terrorism. Well, if you listen to it, he really didn't. He spoke in general terms. It's a constant massaging of information and feeding to us as citizens. Well, I get it. You're in an election. It's never good. Your ambassador died. That's a horrible thing. I think if you wanted to do it right, you take the bull by the horns. You say this doesn't happen. And you send in the troops and you handle it. Instead, they deny everything from the conflict their information with the president of Libya. And now we can't get our people in for 3 weeks because he's mad about it. The whole thing, 5 days later, Susan Rice goes on, spews a bunch of BS. You know it. I know it. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. And now, is there anything that can bring those people back? Absolutely not. No way, Don. That's not the point. But I don't like being lied to, Don. Do you?
Well, I don't like being lied to, but tell me one politician that doesn't lie straight to your face and then go back behind closed doors, sure, and start either laughing at you or trying to take your money.
I hear you, Don. And Crudy brought up
several. Go back to September 11th. You know,
we can go back in history. We're pulling stuff from Reagan and Iran-Contra, and we can go back and back and back. But the point is now, Don, you know, we are here now. We if we're going to say we don't accept it, let's not accept it from anybody.
All right. Enough of this. For now, anyway. And the reason it's enough is because we're out of
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.